Hey guys, welcome. My name is Joe.
And I'm Marcy.
And we are thinking
outside the box.
Hey guys, so thanks for tuning in. This is our podcast show. If you have not watched it before, the goal is to tackle interesting bank topics while we try to think of subjects about it that are thinking outside the box. So let's start with you, Marcy. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Marcy. I'm the director of mortgage. And actually, on May 22nd, I will be with the company 24 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. So seems like a long time, but it's went fast. So,
I bet.
Yeah.
And you do such a great job.
Thank you.
She's always smiling and always fun. I was excited to have her on the show today. Yeah. So.
Thanks for asking me.
Yeah, and absolutely. And we have a fun drink. We always add a drink to this. This is our drink today. It is a strawberry mule. I thought with summer coming, we should have a mule. Right now, we're just doing cocktails, but if you're wishing to make it a mocktail, check out our Italian background. You could do an Italian mule and add a little amaretto, and it would become a cocktail. So this is what's in it. It's really simple, ice, lime juice, strawberries, and ginger beer, which that's a non-alcohol ginger beer. And we're being a little MacGyvery today. There's no muggler, so this little scoop smooshed up the strawberries and
make what you have work.
That's right. So let's do a cheers and
cheers.
Cheers.
Refreshing.
It is.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It is summery.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. So,
okay. So you think about it. We're rating it at the end. Keep sipping along and we'll get started on our questions here. Okay, so it's going to be all about mortgage today. And the first question I was thinking about, I want to do something that the employees would benefit from personally. So let's talk about if you're an employee here and you are applying for a mortgage and you want to try to get your mortgage through Platte Valley Bank, how does that work? Are there some employee benefits that you get if you get your mortgage here versus going somewhere else?
Yes, we always like to help our own associates, obviously. And so one of the things that we do is we do have a origination fee that we normally charge. And for associates, we actually cut that in half. So typically, if we charge a 1% origination, we cut it back to a half. And that would be on an in-house mortgage.
Okay.
So those are the loans that we actually keep here at Platte Valley Bank.
Okay.
Or if we're doing a secondary market loan, which those are typically our fixed rate mortgages that are there for 30 years, we sell those on the secondary market. And those are discounted as well by that 0.5%. And so we try to do that. As well as we have no doc prep fee or processing fee that we actually give as far as a benefit. And so it does depend on the type of loan that you're doing as far as the amount, but that is another perk that we try to give our associates as far as not paying.
That's an awesome reason to do your mortgage.
Yeah,
for sure. And what happens if you are refinancing versus a brand new loan?
Still, we get the same benefits, whether you're purchasing or you're refinancing. Still, again, want our associates to try to deal with the bank if possible.
Okay,
great. So we would still give them the same benefits as far as that discount, both on the origination and that processing fee.
Great. That's a great answer.
Yeah.
Okay. My next question for you, Marcy, is if you're brand new loan, what do you bring that day? What do you bring to the lender? I'm sure someone comes and you're like, oh, you didn't bring half the stuff. Like, what's some advice what people should
Well, bring? It's kind of funny you say that because you say, what do you bring when you see a lender? Anymore, we typically don't see borrowers. A lot of times people use our online application.
Okay.
And so we can actually go, you can go to our application online and you can actually do an application and it would be submitted to one of our lenders depending on what state or what location you're in. And they can actually do a pre-qualification that would kind of tell you what amount you qualify for if you were purchasing, or again, that gives them the authority to pull credit if we need to check that out on like a refinance situation. So that's usually typically a lot of the time that's how we get started. But if you were coming in to meet with one of our lenders, we would have you bring in typically pay stub and just basic information, because really what we're trying to do is give you a general idea as far as if you qualify for a mortgage. And so that is what we, you know, it's pretty basic and simple to get started.
Yeah, it sounds like an easy process, especially now with the online option.
Right.
Yep, that's awesome. You know, people always talk about pre-qualification and pre-approval. Obviously, it doesn't seem like as big a deal as it was, but do you want to still explain the difference?
Sure. Pre-qualification, it's really, we're kind of basing it off of the information that you give to us. So we're not going through that verification process. We're actually just kind of looking at the information that you provide to us. And we're saying to our best guess, this is how much you qualify for.
Okay.
Versus a pre-approval, it's actually taking you more through the approval process, just like they say. So it is definitely a little bit more intricate, more detailed, and it's more firm, I guess I would say, as far as qualifying.
Yeah. Okay. That's a great answer. So another question, I know we hear so much about everything about mortgage right now. Is there anything that you want to bring up, like something you hear all the time, or advice, or just anything you'd like to say about the mortgage world right now, or anything like that?
Well, contrary to what people hear, mortgage rates aren't as bad as what we think they are.
Okay.
It definitely is higher than what we just experienced in the 2% and 3% interest rate environment, which we will probably never get back to that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is depends on where we're at, but it definitely is a situation where they are higher than what we were at, but this is more normal to what we've seen. And it's definitely not as bad as what you obviously hear in different media sources and different things like that.
And all the crazy little social media posts where it's not what it's going to be like. And
obviously,
especially if you vote this way or this way. And,
housing is a necessity. And that's one of the great things about my job is everybody always needs houses. You know, there's definitely a lot of opportunities for people to, you know, zero down payment, low down payment. And it's always a good environment because you can gain equity in even in any of these you know, environments that are going on. So,
You know, that's awesome. Good answer. So since I think we still have a little bit of time, you have lenders all over the place.
Correct.
Nothing like me putting you on the spot. Do you know how many offhand?
Well, we have actually 16 full-time mortgage lenders, and I think 18 that I have a couple that are blended a little bit as
far as
position work.
That's awesome. So, and so if you stay tuned after the regular podcast here, we are going to have a small slideshow that shows all the lenders at all the locations, so you get a chance to see our lenders, our awesome lending team.
Yes, I have a great team.
You have a great team.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you.
I think we've covered our top topics maybe today. We do got to talk about the strength rating here.
Okay.
What's your rating? Do you need to take another sip?
I need to take another sip. Really let it hit the palate here.
1 to 5. 1 being the least, 5 being the greatest. Krista from Hobbs Assistant, she tasted it and she gave it a 5.
She said it was refreshing.
She did.
I'm probably going to go, I would like a little bit more strawberry flavor, a little less ginger flavor. So I'm going to say a 3.
You say a 3. So you need more of these smushed down in there than it'd be fine.
I think more muddling. Maybe more muddling would help instead of an ice cream scoop. Might be solving
Maybe. I press down pretty hard, but I mean, maybe.
All right. I'm not the drink maker, obviously. You are. No. So I'm just giving my tips.
I like it. I probably put it a 4. I like it too. You know, I know a little bit about this girl. She probably would have liked a more cinnamony drink. But I'm making her think outside. Drink outside the box.
Yeah, drink outside the box as far as that. So it is refreshing. It's very
good. Well, good.
I'll give you a 5 for creativity.
I like it. I always like to be 5.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks again for being on our show. Again, if you have mortgage questions, I'm sure Marcy and her team would love to answer those questions for you.
We're always there.
Yeah, you're always there. And that would be fantastic. And now don't forget, take a moment and fill out our survey, and you have a chance to win a great prize. So thanks again for listening to Thinking Outside the Box.